The UN resolution passed on the same day that world leaders began their economic summit in Georgia. The news arrived at the Sea Island resort just before President Bush met with Russia's President Vladimir Putin, who was an opponent of the war. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
It was late in the afternoon yesterday when President Bush and President Putin smiled, shook hands, and posed for cameras following their latest meeting. Putin and other leaders are on Sea Island for the annual G8 summit, ostensibly an event by the world's leading economic powers to talk about the economy. But this year, Iraq has become the dominant topic. The White House had worked hard to get the new UN resolution passed so it could showcase this international coming together on Iraq at the G8. And that was the president's message at the photo op with Putin.
The vote today in the United Nations Security Council, it was a great victory for the Iraqi people.
Mr. Bush went on to say that the international community has now voiced its strong support for the incoming Iraqi government. It's a step that the White House hopes demonstrates clearly that this is not just a U.S. operation in Iraq, and that even former opponents of the war, nations such as Russia, France, Germany, and Canada, all represented here at this summit, are now committed to Iraq's future.
The U.N. Security Council resolution supports the interim government, supports free elections, and supports the multinational force. America supports strongly the idea of a free society in the midst of hatred and intolerance. And I appreciate your help, Vladimir, on getting
Putin then spoke, congratulating President Bush. This is Putin's interpreter.
Without any exaggeration, I would state that it is a major step forward.
And referring to compromises the U.S. made at the U.N., Putin praised what he called the constructive dialogue that took place before the resolution's details were finalized. The Russian leader noted that this represents a big change in the impact the U.N. can have over the situation in Iraq, but he also offered a word of caution.
Naturally, it will take quite a long time before this adoption of the document will have any impact on the real change on the ground in Iraq. But we can convincingly and comfortably state that the situation is ripe for adopting such a serious and such a concrete document concerning this country.
German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder, another Iraq war critic, also said in Georgia yesterday he was pleased with the resolution, but Germany, Canada, France, and Russia all continue to make it clear they will not be sending any troops into Iraq to complement the overwhelmingly American forces there today. Still, British Prime Minister Tony Blair, speaking to reporters on Sea Island, called it a milestone for the new Iraq and a chance to finally stop talking about all of the disagreements over the war.
And to those who would try to stop this process, who would try to continue the terrorism and the killing, they should also know that it's not just the new Iraqi government they face, or the multinational force, or the United States, or the United Kingdom, but a united world.
And to drive the point home that Iraq's interim government is credible and ready to take over, Iraqi incoming president Ghazi al-Yawar is in Georgia for the G8 meeting. He is among seven Middle East leaders here to join today's discussion. Don Gagne, NPR News, at the G8 summit.